The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Please be seated. Today's been a long day. I was reading this morning the Advent word for the Society of St. John the Evangelist. I know some of you have been following that word of the day throughout the season of Advent. Today's word, celebrate. And describing this word, Brother James said that Christmas is a feast of the senses. We have the ability to see and know and taste and touch the power of God as we celebrate Christmas. Those are the words he said. He didn't say anything about hearing, but I think he meant it. I can think back to my childhood and recall the many things that I sensed during this season of Christmas. I recall the smell of the baked goods and the evergreen and the fireplace. I remember the light of Christmas, the candles flickering while singing Silent Night, the dark night skies we made our way to midnight mass, the taste of the savory meal with the specially decorated cookies and the candies of Christmas. My favorite is candy corn. I remember the touch of tinsel, the burlap pageant costume, the wrapping paper. And I also remember those sounds, the ringing of bells, the quietness of the cold night, and the familiar tunes that are so traditionally Christmas. All of these sensory things awaited me on Christmas Eve and Christmas morning as I was growing up, and they still are around me today. But I have to tell you, I also remember more than the sensory things, I remember waiting. Probably wasn't all that long, but it was part of the ritual of Christmas. As much as it was the smells and the sounds, I remember our Christmas Eve dinner at the Gerhardt house. My extended family, my parents, we would all gather around the table to eat that traditional meal. They would be talking about relatives that I didn't know. They'd be talking about the issues of the day that I really didn't care about. They would talk about things that were going to be happening the following week after Christmas. And it seemed like an eternity. And my gifts were in the next room. And then after all of that small talk, we cleaned off the table together. Then we scrubbed the dishes, put them all away back in their cupboards. Then we swept the floor. Then we asked if anybody wanted coffee. We had to go get other drinks before we slowly made our way into the living room to pass out the gifts. The waiting was excruciating. The journey on that evening took forever. Now, the Christmas journey is different for everyone. Even today, we have all tread a slightly different path to this night. For some, it involved long travels from afar to be reunited with family. For others, it was a shorter trip as family was nearby or because seeing family isn't possible. There are others who find themselves here because it is their vocation. However our journey took place, it is glorious that we have come together, as we do every year on this night, to culminate our journey to Christmas, a reminder that Jesus is with us. Now, I remember the feeling of this moment as a little kid, nearing bursting moments as we come to this Christmas Eve night service. It was after that long dinner. It was after opening those first of those gifts. Now, I have to tell you that my attention then was most definitely focused. Now, it was probably on stuff for me, but it was still focused on something. Now that I can afford most everything that I really need, and with the advent of Amazon Prime, it's much easier to be distracted during this time of year, away from the things that we need for ourselves. So I fret over the perfect decorations or replicating a long-standing tradition. I worry over that relative who can't be here, or in some cases, those that can. But here is the night when the real celebration of Jesus' arrival begins. This service, filled with tradition, familiar songs of music, the twinkle of the lights, the hope of the scripture, the joys of being with those we love. But Christmas is more than these things. Christmas is about celebrating the power of God with us. And that's what Brother James was reminding us in the word of today. Because it's not just on this night that we live Christmas. We heard in our lessons last week that this newly born Savior, born in Bethlehem, shall be called Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God with us. But the deep darkness blinds us in our world. It blinds us to God's presence in our lives. Because we are sure that God can't be, and that Jesus can't be, because that's what our reason tells us. Our education, our enlightenment fills us with doubts. But on evenings like this, we can almost touch God because we can feel God's presence sinewing among us, connecting us, loving us, holding us, being us. See, God is with us, but not in the ways of this world, but in our souls, and in our actions, and in our compassion for God's creation. God is with us because we care for each other and love each other, and we let go of those things that distract and instead focus on making the world a place that we all want to live in. And we have spent our season of preparation here at St. Patrick's, this season of Advent, reading and reflecting on Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Now, although it was written in 1843, 173 years ago, Dickens' carol defines the spirit that we hold so dear about the Christmas season. Dickens' main character, Ebenezer Scrooge, has become synonymous with miserly curmudgeonness. And in the carol, Scrooge is visited by four ghosts: the ghost of his long-dead business partner, Jacob Marley, and the ghosts of past, present, and yet to come. And in each of these encounters, Scrooge sheds the characteristics of his name and becomes a person possessed by God. God's light shines on him, and he shines God's light on those around him. See, the thing that gets in the way of our faith is that we want to prove God with our reason, when God's presence in, around, and between us relies on feeling God, being God, using our senses to realize the power of God that fills each of our lives. So if we want to keep this feeling of Christmas beyond tonight or tomorrow, then we need to be aware that God is with us, everyone. I think Tiny Tim would say that. We are God's light, and we are called to shine in the darkness so that God's peace and God's love and God's joy, God's hope, can spread to all corners of the world. We must speak up for those on the margin and help those who grieve and find those who are lost and feed those who are hungry. We must make peace with our enemies, because that is what living in God's presence is all about. In Luke it says, "Do not be afraid, for I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people." Christmas is about that joy. It's about welcoming it into your heart and then letting it go into the world. And that's what we're called to do during this season of Christmas.